Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1261. In the writing is shir number 413, 413. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of talking about the halachas of when one has to make a bracha in the middle of a meal where they wash for bread and when one does not. So an interesting point of view that actually Rabbi Kahan pointed out to me. I just want to make it it's an interesting way of looking at it there, whereby you could find the same food, okay? One could have the same food, and depending on how it's prepared and the texture of it to an extent and how it's eaten, it could be whereby one time you'll need a bracha, one time you won't need a bracha. And we're talking about, again, in the middle of a meal. If it's not in the middle of a meal, you always need a bracha, right? So that's not the question. But we're talking about in the middle of a meal. So where do we have, what kind of examples do we have like that? So the first example would be corn. Let's say a person has corn. Person eats cooked corn, right? The cooked corn in general is a side dish to the main dish. Or sometimes people eat it as a corn or corn on a cob. It's definitely not something what we call quote unquote dessert. It's a main staple food. Corn, cooked corn, corn on a cob. These are main staple foods. Usually they're eaten as a side dish, to the main meal and so on. On the other hand, if somebody makes popcorn, right? Somebody has popcorn during the meal, then you would have to make, a bracha. You'd have to make a bar pri adama on the popcorn because that's mamish's snack. And nobody eats popcorn for the main deal. What are we eating for supper tonight? Popcorn? No, nobody does that. Popcorn is a pure snack food. So one would have to make a bracha on the popcorn. Okay, so again, you're going to make a hadama. If somebody eats popcorn, I just want to mention, somebody eats popcorn not in the middle of the meal, so in general, you're going to make a hadama. And if you ate a kazayas bechtech in this pras in the 4-minute period, then you would make a bar nefashos. But since we're eating it in the middle of the meal, so the popcorn, the after bracha, would be covered by benching, right? But since it's not a main, it's a snack type food, so you would make just a hadama and no after bracha. Okay, moving along to the next example would be potatoes. Potatoes is a very interesting case. You have potatoes of one, you have roasted potatoes, you have mashed potatoes. Potatoes could be made in many different forms, different textures, and so on. In general, you have roasted potatoes, mashed potatoes, these type of things. It's a main dish. It's not the main dish. It's usually a side dish to the main dish. But nobody goes ahead and eats mashed potatoes for dessert, right? Mashed potatoes are definitely a main staple food. It's there for sustenance and satiation, and so too with roasted potatoes, cooked potatoes, these type of things. So you're going to eat the potatoes in that form, mashed, roasted, and so on. So then no extra bracha would be needed. Now, if one takes those same potatoes, not those same potatoes, but if somebody takes quote-unquote potatoes and has potato chips, right, they're going to eat potato chips. Potato chips, again, is not a food that somebody eats for a main staple food, right? Again, what's for dinner tonight? Potato chips. Nobody's eating potato chips as a main staple food. It's definitely a snack-type food. For dessert, somebody could have potato chips. They might want to munch on a potato chip or two in the middle, whatever the case is. So in general, a regular potato chip, it's a dessert-like food. So one would take the potato chip and have to make a bari pri ha'adama. So here again, you see the same thing. Again, in middle of the meal. If it's not in the middle of the meal, you're making a bari pri ha'adama, and then you'd have to make a bar nefashos if you ate a kazayis bechtei achilas pras under the 4-minute period. But in the middle of the meal, you'd make just the bar pri adama, right, on the potato chips, snack type food, and no after bracha because of the fact that it is covered by benching. And again, if it's mashed potatoes, roasted potatoes, no bracha because that's a regular main staple food. Now, getting back to the corn issue, in reference to corn, you have sometimes something called corn chips, which is part of the corn family. And the bracha would be corn chips is shahakal, actually. Okay, so you have regular corn chips is shahakal. If you're eating it out of the meal, again, you have same thing, shahakal, bar nefashos, if you ate a kazayis bechtei achilas pras. But during a meal, corn chips is definitely a snack-type food. Again, nobody's eating corn chips as a main staple food. By the way, the bracha, Rav Bodner explains in his Sefer, page 31, on the handbook to brachas, he brings on corn chips, shahakal, and bar nefashos outside of a meal. If it's in the meal, it'll be just shahakal with no bar nefashos because the benching is going to cover, but the reason why it's shehakol on a corn chips and not hadama, the bracha for products made from milled corn is shehakol. This is milled corn in general. It's ground up corn, corn flour, and items which are made from corn flour, strictly corn flour. Sometimes you have a muffin that's made from corn flour and wheat, so that's hadama. That's a separate issue. We're not going to talk about that now. But regular corn chips you have made from straight up from milled corn, grounded up corn flour. So therefore, you have a shehakol on the corn chips. So that's an important thing to keep in mind all the time. So we see that these various different type of foods, depending on what, when, and where, texture, how they're made, how they're eaten, and so on, would vary whether you have to make a bracha or not. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha bracha kol tov.